you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us, Kevin Wall, with you. We're going to try this only because we've been having some phone gremlins today, and I just want to make sure that it does work. And she's going to punch it up because Jim Yoder joining us. He has our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, and we're going to see if he can hear us. Jim, are you there, sir? Can you hear me, Jim? Okay, Jim apparently cannot hear us. Okay, now let's try it now. Jim, can you hear me? Okay, apparently Jim cannot hear us, so not exactly sure why, but we're gonna pot him down just for a second. Let's just pot him down, and we'll move on, and hopefully we'll be able to get to Jim a little bit later on in the show. Is that fair? Yeah, but we're having some phone gremlins going on now in the system, and that just happens from time to time. I want you to hear the President of the United States. This was the President of the United States yesterday. He was in the Rose Garden. And they had kind of a mini news conference, and the notion that maybe the president has dirt on no less than members of the United States Senate. This is the place cut for, and this is the president of the United States.
Should Brett Kavanaugh be interviewed by the FBI?
I think so. I think it's fine if they do. I don't know. That's up to them. I think that he spoke very conclusively and very well. I think it's been a very rough period of time. I guarantee he's never had a period of time like this. When he was chosen, everybody said, oh, this is going to go so quickly. Look, people thought 10 years ago that Brett Kavanaugh was going to be a Supreme Court justice because of his intellect, because of his career, because of the fact that there are no games. You know, now they talk about alcohol, they talk about all of the things that you hear. And frankly, you take a look at, they're bringing up subjects. We would know about this over the last 20 years, 30 years of his career. You know, what happened? They're going back to high school, and they're saying he drank a lot one evening in high school. I tell you what, I happen to know some United States senators. One who is on the other side, who's pretty aggressive. I've seen that person in very bad situations. Okay? I've seen that person in very, very bad situations, somewhat compromising. And, you know, I think it's very unfair to bring up things like this. However, whatever the senators want is okay with me. They're going to be making a decision. Whatever they want is okay with me.
Okay, so the president, and this is interesting. The president says he knows of members of the Senate who have had experiences with a drinking problem. And by the way, like that's a big surprise in Washington. You know, or you mean there might be some members of Congress who have a drinking problem? Look at any industry, radio, talk show hosts. Can't pin that one on me, I don't drink. But that there aren't, can you say Don Imus, a guy that had challenges with substance abuse earlier in life? I mean, there have been all kinds of people that have had, does that disqualify them? Have there been drunks on the United States Supreme Court? Of course there have been. Is it possible that even today there are people on the U.S. Supreme Court, men or women, that have had challenges with alcoholism or drug abuse, or God forbid, is it possible that there are members of the U.S. Supreme Court currently serving that have had Me Too moments earlier in life? Is it possible? Of course it's possible. In fact, it's probably probable. And that's why this going back 36 years thing, it's just bizarre. No, it's absolutely bizarre. We're going to go to a quick break. More coming up. And by the way, the president now is going to be asked to name names. Now that the cat's out of the bag, so to speak, the horse is out of the barn, you can use all the analogies you want. The fact is that now the president's going to be pressured to give up the names of Democrat senators who he has seen in compromising positions involving alcohol, maybe involving sex, I don't know. What a bunch of friggin' hypocrites. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. More coming up. An exciting Tuesday program as we continue live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Adam Laxalt has already broken his pledge to repeal the commerce tax. Now he wants $500 million in new taxes for education. Adam Laxalt broke his promise on taxes. So how can we trust his promise to protect our gun rights? As governor, I will always protect and defend our God-given rights to carry our guns and protect our families. If you support constitutional carry, text Bundy to 53445. Paid for by the Governor Bundy campaign.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Mitch McConnell. I love it that Mitch McConnell is finally calling out the Democrats. He's tried this collegial thing that they try and do in the Senate. My good friend from Wyoming, my dedicated friend from Florida, I certainly appreciate his leadership on this issue, blah, blah, blah. I love it when members of the United States Senate, a collegial group of people, finally start calling each other out. Let's go to cut eight. This is what Mitch McConnell had to say. He came to the floor, and both he and Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer is the minority leader. And they talked about the Brett Kavanaugh investigation. By the way, according to the FBI, they are making progress. They are making progress. The Mark Rich, I believe it is, interview has been completed. At least so far, we don't have any bombshells from it. Although something will probably leak. But I want you to listen to Mitch McConnell. This is cut eight. Cut eight. And one of the analogies he's used, which is pretty good, seeing as we're in the middle of football season, is moving the goalposts. And Mitch McConnell said that they're moving the goalposts even as we speak.
Democrats demanded a supplemental investigation. They proclaimed it would be a game changer. The Democratic leader and the ranking Democrat on the committee both said recently that an FBI investigation can be completed in less than a week. But, Mr. President, I'd bet almost anything But after it runs its course in the next few days, we will then be treated to a lecture, that anything short of a totally unbounded fishing expedition of indefinite duration is too limited or too arbitrary or somehow insufficient. We all know that's coming. If you listen carefully, Mr. President, you can practically hear the sounds of the Democrats moving the goalposts. Remember, back in the summer, Democrats said there weren't enough documents to get a good sense of Judge Kavanaugh's career. Then we heard there were too many documents. Then once Dr. Ford's private allegation was mysteriously made public, we couldn't possibly move forward until we heard from them both. Then, after neither the hearing nor the statements of supposed witnesses yielded any corroborating evidence, and in fact produced evidence that supported Judge Kavanaugh, we were told only an FBI investigation would resolve this and that it could be done promptly. Now, let me go out on a limb, Mr. President. Let me make a small prediction. Soon enough, the goalposts will be on the move once again. Now, I would respectfully say to my colleagues, do these actions suggest this has ever been about finding the truth? Anybody believe that? Do these actions suggest that this has ever been about giving Judge Kavanaugh a fair hearing?
The answer is no. It's never been about that. I think all of us can probably agree. Now, I want to ask you the question. You have said, and I've said this for a long time, that this has only been about obstruction, about resistance, and it really has been about nothing else. And one of the things we are finding, is that the Democrats don't really care about the truth at all. And all they are looking at is stopping Kavanaugh, creating some sort of issue for the midterms. And by the way, for those of you that think that this is not about the midterms, I mean, you are nuts if you don't understand this. By the way, did you hear about the VA? We've changed leadership. We've tried to change culture. We've done a whole bunch of stuff relative to, you know, this whole nonsense of the VA. And now we're finding out that there is, according to USA Today, there have been mass cancellations of exams, ultrasounds, CT scans, MRIs, dating back to 2016. Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, and I talk with members of our military, our veterans, and we've got 300,000 veterans all across the state. And I hear this from veterans all the time, that despite all of the hoopla and the choice cards, that we are still abandoning our veterans. We made a deal with our members of the military. Hey, you come in, you make a commitment in time and blood and treasure and all of that, and we will take care of you on the other side. GI Bill, hospitalization. We will take care of you and your family. We promise we will do that. Well, now what we're finding, in USA Today, God bless them, they came up with this report that found the Department of Veterans Affairs canceled more than 250,000 diagnostic procedures at VA hospitals throughout the country. 250,000, a quarter of a million. U.S. Senator Dean Heller is pushing for additional verification about the cancellation of procedures in the Las Vegas VA Medical Center, which is one of eight VA facilities included in the Inspector General's report obtained by USA Today. If this indeed is true, and I have no reason to think it's not, more people need to lose their jobs. This is getting serious. And these are our veterans. These are people that we owe a debt of gratitude to. These are people that we made a deal with, and we, as a government, are reneging on that deal. We said, you serve, we'll take care of you after you're done. We'll take care of your health care. We'll create VA facilities. If you can't get to a VA facility, we'll give you a choice card. I'm just going to tell you that what's going on is nothing short of disgusting. What is going on is a violation of trust. What is going on has got to stop. We thought, well, we'll change the administrator, and we'll change some middle management, and we'll change the culture, and everything will be fixed. It turns out nothing is being fixed. And by the way, I have veterans who tell me they get great care at a VA facility. And that's fine. That's great. I hope they do. But what's going on is wrong. What is going on should not be happening. We're going to take a break. Coming up, our water well free-for-all. I mean, you know how that works. That's where it gets really crazy. That's where it gets really crazy. That's where you get a chance to tell us what you want to talk about. We'll do that coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It's Tuesday. It is live and local now. Welcome, welcome now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Tell me what to do. Let's see if we can get some phone calls on. We've been having some phone gremlins, just so you know. Our phone system has been up and down and up and down all day long. Tell me what to do. Let's go to Jay. Jay, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Go right ahead. Can you hear me? Okay, apparently not. So we'll just assume that the phone gremlins are still there. We can hear them. They can't hear us. It gives me an opportunity to let you hear from Megyn Kelly. Now, Megyn Kelly, I will tell you, I'm not a big fan. I liked her at Fox News until she tried to take on candidate Donald J. Trump. But do you remember back in the campaign, the very first debate, and how she and Donald J. Trump got into a nasty fight. And but Megyn Kelly, let's go to cut three. The one thing that I agree with her on, it involves Julie Swetnick, the third accuser of Brett Kavanaugh, who, by the way, as of last night, the FBI had not talked to her. And probably, according to Megyn Kelly, let's go to cut three. According to Megyn Kelly, there are probably good reasons why the FBI has chosen not to talk to Julie Swetnick. Here it is.
Michael Avenatti is upset that his client Julie Swetnick is not being talked to by the FBI. This is the one who claims she...
I'm not sure she wants to be.
...was the victim of an alleged gang rape that Kavanaugh did not participate in. But she says she allegedly claims he was at a party where one happened, and it's emerged from various reporting this weekend. She faced allegations of her own misconduct during a stint at a Portland company 18 years ago. That company claims she told them she graduated from Johns Hopkins, but they learned the school had no record of her. She also falsely described her work experience at a prior employer. They said she engaged in unwelcome sexually offensive conduct herself. They said she made false and retaliatory allegations against her coworkers, that they had been inappropriate with her. They said she took medical leave and simultaneously claimed unemployment benefits. At the same time in D.C., there was a restraining order filed against her by an ex-boyfriend who claims she harassed him, his wife, and their baby. I could go on. So the people who are very upset that the FBI is not looking into Julie Swetnick's allegations, there are reasons for that.
So in other words, all of these people who... all of these people who are making these accusations, not all of them are what you would say in a legal sense are credible. That being said, Michael Avenatti is just out of his gourd angry that A, the FBI isn't talking to them, that the media is now starting to ignore Julie Swetnick. And as a result, he's not getting as many interviews. What was he on? CNN last night. But I want you to hear, and I'm gonna take a few minutes to do this. The reason we're having this so-called additional investigation by the FBI, this additional delay by the Democrats, is simply put because Jeff Flake, an outgoing member of the Senate, has chosen to do so. And let's go to cut five. Because Jeff Flake was in New Hampshire. I think he's running for president, personally. There's been no announcement. And nobody even knows what party he would run. Because he's been bad-mouthing both parties, Republican and Democrat. But Jeff Flake yesterday went to St. Anselm, a college, private college in New Hampshire, and talked about this Kavanaugh experience, the fact that him and Chris Coons got together, went into a little conference room, a little ante room, and came up with the idea of an FBI investigation. This is cut five. This is from last night in New Hampshire.
On the day before the Senate Judiciary Committee was to meet and hear the testimony of Christine Ford and Brett Kavanaugh, on the Senate floor, I gave a speech exhorting my colleagues to listen with open minds to the testimony that we were about to hear, and to resist the impulse to strip Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh of their humanity and to turn them into mere props for our politics. It surely is a symptom of our disease that such a modest plea was met with rage from all sides. It was an interesting experiment, actually, like dipping a toe into a pool of piranhas. And just as piranhas are unthinking killing machines, so too can ideologues be unthinking and dangerous. The left was enraged because I had failed to behave exactly as they wanted me to behave. They wanted me to prejudice the testimony against Brett Kavanaugh. The right was enraged because I had similarly failed to prejudice the testimony against Christine Ford. I had failed my tribe. I've been failing my tribe for some time now. Well, by the ways that we measure political success in this sordid era, and by the conventions of how party loyalists are supposed to behave, I hope to continue to fail my tribe.
Okay. Now, later in the speech, he begins to sound like a political candidate. The problem is with Jeff Flake is that you can't tell which political party he wants to be in. Does he want to be a Democrat? He clearly could not get the nomination from the Republican Party to run again. Let's go to cut six. This is Jeff Flake. When you absolutely, positively, 1,000% realize this guy is running for president. Here we go. President of the United States.
I didn't go to Washington expecting to have to defend the basic institutions of American liberty. I didn't expect to find myself in vain against the President of the United States, especially the President of my own party. I went to Washington to reduce the size and scope of government and the reach of Washington's sometimes suffocating effect on the American economy, to reduce taxes and regulation, to unleash the full potential and great societal benefit of American capitalism. I went to Washington to work on expanding America's markets through vigorous free trade and to see that we had a robust, secure, and welcoming immigration policy. I went to Washington to challenge my ideological opposites, to learn from them, to make friends, and to compromise when necessary for the common good. Because none of our problems can be solved by just one party, by just one tribe. That kind of thinking is a recipe for our current disaster. It has unleashed all of our worst impulses and has brought us to the brink. And until we solve the problem of our politics and stop warring with each other and imperiling our democracy, the issues I went to Washington to work on will be impossible to address. We've got to make it so that indulgence in tribalism at the expense of what's good for the country will be punished at the ballot box. We must change our political culture so that when you come to destroy and not to build, you will pay a political price. And we've got to reward compromise again, because compromise is the rock upon which we were founded. If you want to make America great as an elected official, be humble. Conduct yourself in good faith. And when necessary, compromise to find solutions. If the past week has taught me anything, it is that this country is hungry for us to work together again on their behalf.
Sounds like he's running for president. That's what it sounds like to me. Sounds like he's running for president. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's see if we can squeeze Robert in. Robert, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead. Hi, Robert. Well, we hear Robert there. Robert, are you with us? Hello, Robert. Okay, well, apparently we still have phone gremlins. Don't know why. Or Robert just was among the faithfully departed. You want to join us, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. We're going to take a quick break. More to come. It is Tuesday. Yeah, it's been a busy, Tuesday, hasn't it, though? My name is Kevin Wall. I'll take you right up till 12 noon as we continue Live and Local now.
Local businesses all across the state of Nevada are increasing sales and profits advertising on Live and Local now.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Listen to Irma Aguirre, the owner of El Sombrero Mexican Bistro in downtown Las Vegas.
There was a couple that was driving down Main Street listening to your show, and the lady looked over to the left, and it just all happened that they were passing by the El Sombrero, and she said, oh my God, this is the restaurant that they're talking about. They pulled in here. We had a great lunch. If there are any businesses that are like-minded...
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote, and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message, paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Up and away.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Levis in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Levis in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Levis in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to 6 people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at levisintheairballooning.com. Levis in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost, the list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners form the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
This is an important voter alert for anyone who doesn't want Nevada to turn into California. If you want to protect your gun rights, your parental rights, even your rights to use a plastic straw, check out Dennis Hoff. Dennis is a conservative small businessman running for the Nevada State Assembly. He signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge and is dedicated to making Nevada, Nevada again. Check him out at DennisHoff.com. That's DennisHoff.com. Paid for by Friends of Dennis Hoff.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. We'll take you right up to 12 noon. And by the way, tomorrow on the weekend, a special Wednesday appearance by Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. ReaganBabe.com. We're gonna try Robert again, because I have a feeling this time, third time may be the charm. Robert, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, like the Kansas City Chiefs have come back to win. This is a CIA conspiracy. Ford and her whole family are CIA. This is a CIA conspiracy hatched with Feinstein, season on this conspiracy. Schumer and White House and all of them are engaged in a criminal conspiracy on the part of the CIA. We've got to repeal the NSA Act and pull the rug out from under them. They got away with murdering President Kennedy. They're not getting away with defamation of character of Kavanaugh. They're not getting away with overthrowing Donald Trump. CIA Ford, when your CIA family under oath, when the CIA conspiracy, and we got your number, Michael Savage blew the whistle on you, millions of Americans know, I went to Wharton with Steve Wynn knows, Las Vegas knows, and the SWAT team that should have had a helicopter up to take the two shooters out of the window know, and the cover-up is over, the CIA, you are out of business, we are repealing the NSA Act, and we're going to free America 71 years after a tyranny where they murdered Jack and Bobby and Dr. King. And this is one step too far. They've stepped in it, Miss Ford and your CIA family and your CIA masters in Washington. The deep state, you're down the toilet of American history. Viva Kennedy. Viva the Constitution.
And on that, we'll let them go. Obviously, a lot of conspiracies in there. I mean, you know what's weird? Everybody always blames the CIA. And there are other elements of the intelligence community. Remember how they said 17 members of the intelligence community signed off on this FISA warrant thing, that there were 17 that agreed that there was Russian collusion. Well, okay, whatever. It turns out there were only 4, I think, as I recall. But suffice it to say, this is just a little bizarre. We've got people that honestly believe that 1 October was a product of the CIA or somebody like the CIA. That's why I don't know why it is so difficult 1 year plus after 9/11, or rather 1 October, that we are still in the dark as to what exactly happened. What did happen on the night of 1 October? Was it just one shooter? I have more and more people. In fact, a lot of the people that I've talked to, and I've talked to 25, 30, 40 people, something like that, that were actually among the 22,000 at the Harvest Festival. And they swear up and down there was more than one shooter. I don't know. By the way, the best, coming out of a news conference yesterday, the best line of the president, even better than stuff he did in Johnson City, Tennessee. He went out there for a rally speech, but in the Rose Garden, the president of the United States, this is going to be cut 4. Cut 4. He was at a news conference, and it turns out he claims he's got plenty of dirt. The president has plenty of dirt on members of the United States Senate. This is what he said yesterday in the Rose Garden.
Should Brett Kavanaugh be interviewed by the FBI?
I think so. I think it's fine if they do. I don't know. That's up to them. I think that he spoke very conclusively and very well. I think it's been a very rough period of time. I guarantee he's never had a period of time like this. When he was chosen, everybody said, oh, this is going to go so quickly. Look, People thought 10 years ago that Brett Kavanaugh was going to be a Supreme Court justice because of his intellect, because of his career, because of the fact that there are no games. You know, now they talk about alcohol, they talk about all of the things that you hear. And frankly, you take a look at, they're bringing up subjects. We would know about this over the last 20 years, 30 years of his career. You know, what happened? They're going back to high school, and they're saying he drank a lot one evening in high school. I tell you what, I happen to know some United States senators. One who is on the other side, who's pretty aggressive. I've seen that person in very bad situations. Okay? I've seen that person in very, very bad situations. Somewhat compromising. And you know, I think it's very unfair to bring up things like this. However, whatever the senators want is okay with me. They're going to be making a decision. Whatever they want is okay with me.
Now the question is, who is it that he's talking about? Who is it that has been in a compromising situation? Who is it that maybe is in the United States Senate? Maybe one of the leaders and has a drinking problem. I mean, those that think being, you know, it would be unfit to be a Supreme Court justice and have a drinking problem. I'd like to know how many other senators have a drinking problem. I'd like to know how many. Well, to be honest, I'd like to know if there are other members of the Supreme Court. That have a drinking problem, or that have struggled with dependency upon drugs, opioid abuse, maybe. I would love to know that. I would like to know. Boy, I can't believe we've already come to the end of the show. Can this be? Yeah. We're going to get to more on this. I know there will be more revelations. I can promise you that. And by the way, those of you dialing in, we don't have time for calls. We don't have time for calls. Sorry about that. We're going to get some bump music and get out of here. That's what we're going to do. Yeah, we're going to get some bump music and we're going to get out of here. That's the way we do it. Hey, hope you have a great rest of your day. This is going to be big. Tomorrow's going to be a big day. Moving one day closer to Friday and the end of the FBI investigation. We'll do it all tomorrow, live and local, now.
Kevin Wall here.
I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29.